This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Ladies Talking Leafs. I'm Chris.
And I'm Syl.
The Leafs have a new head coach, and we're going to give our thoughts on the hiring of Craig Berube and what's next on the to-do list for GM Brad Treliving. First, a bit of business to let you know that BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season with the NHL and NBA playoff stats, MLB, and golf. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there.
Head to the website today at betonline.ag or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know needs support or advice, reach out to Connex Ontario or an organization near you. Place your limits and stay within it.
All right. So after all the negativity from another first-round playoff exit by the Leafs, one positive thing that came out that we haven't talked about is Austin Matthews getting nominated for a few NHL awards. Of course, we know he won the Rocket Richard Trophy for most goals in the regular season with 69. And he's also been nominated for the Selke, the Lady Bing, and the Ted Lindsay Awards. Now, the Selke, we know he didn't get that one. They just announced that, which everybody basically knew, that Barkov was going to win that. And he ran away with it, basically. Matthews ended up third in the voting with five behind Jordan. I was kind of surprised at that, behind Jordan Staal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just don't get that. But anyway.
Yeah, and Marner actually got a few votes too. He was 17th, mm-hmm. I guess. He still got in there, even though he didn't have with the injury and everything, he didn't have the greatest season. But yeah, and the Lady Bing winner is going to be announced on May the 30th, and the Ted Lindsay, which they say most players, that's the big one in comparison to the Hart Trophy. The players vote on it though, to say who's like the most valuable player, who they think the most valuable player is to their team. And yeah, that'll be on June 27th, which is actually the day the awards are going to be presented in Las Vegas. And no, we're not going there, unfortunately, but
no,
would be nice.
Not this time.
Not this time. Yeah. We'll get there at event one day.
Yeah. So anyway, it's great to see that he's being recognized. And as they like to say, it's nice to be nominated. But I think he has said, you know, in recent days that these, you know, nominations and the personal stats things, they're not that important. Of course, yeah. we'd like to see evidence of that on the ice as well, right? So anyway, on a similar note, Leafs prospect Easton Cowan has helped the London Knights win the OHL championship, and he also won the Wayne Gretzky 99 award as the OHL playoff MVP. He also won the Red Tilson Trophy as the OHL's most outstanding player for the regular season. So he had one heck of a year.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see a prospect like that as a Leaf prospect. So, I liked his comments, you know, afterwards as well.
Yeah. So he seems to like the spotlight. He does saying that he embraces it. And, he's the first OHL player to win both the regular season award and the playoff award since who?
I don't know. Everybody's
favorite player, Mitch Marner. Everybody's favorite player, every Leaf player, Mitch Marner is the last one that did that. So yeah, and he's been in contact with Mitch too. Mitch has been sending him notes to congratulate him and to keep it going. Obviously, well, he played with London Knights too. So, yeah,
he's probably going to be taking his place. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. One thing,
see how that goes.
You never know. Actually, he's going to be taking the place of somebody else, which we'll get to later. Yeah. But I
do like how he made comments about, you know, he doesn't care about any of the haters. So yes. I think he might be built for this spotlight.
Yeah.
A little bit more than his mentor.
Yeah. And it is his birthday tomorrow on the 20th of May. So happy early birthday to Easton Cowan.
Do you think that he has a chance of cracking the lineup next year? Or do you think they'll send him back again? I mean, that's the problem with the way it's set up with the OHL. It's like, is this really going to be better for his development to go back there for another season? It's like, to me, that's stupid. Stupid that he can't play in the AHL.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he actually looked bigger, but he's 5'10 and 171 pounds right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's not a big kid.
He's not.
That's for sure.
I knew he wasn't big, but I thought, I don't know. He looked on TV I was watching some of the playoff with Oshawa Generals. And I don't know. He looked a little bit bigger than that, but they'll probably send him back, I think. Ultimately, but it depends because our whole team is going to be, well, we expect it to be quite different next year. So or next season. So we'll see about that. But one thing I thought that was good and interesting was that in an interview with Mark Masters from TSN, he was talking about him and Fraser Minton have been connected quite a bit over the regular season. And Minton has been like sharing some of the experience he had with when he played for the Leafs for the first few games of the season. And that, like, just to give him some advice when, I guess, similar situations came up. So I thought that was good because if they're both going to be future Leafs, like, they're still, even though Minton is in the Western Hockey League.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Fraser Minton, like, he was interviewed recently and his goal is to basically stick this year after training camp. He feels that he's ready to turn pro. So, we'll see what happens with that. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Both of these guys ultimately could end up going back to their clubs because of the way things are set up.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's good to know that these guys are super hungry as well to take the next step, which is great. And we're going to need that. We still will need, no matter what happens with our roster, we are still going to need young, cheap, hungry talent coming in. So that's good to hear.
Yeah. And right now those are the only two really that stand out, like big time names. There's other names on the Marlies, like Alex Steves. But they never, I don't know. Maybe it'll be different opportunities under the new head coach too. We'll see.
Anyways, it's good to be excited. Like normally in the last, I don't know, several years, there's only ever been one guy, you know, one prospect to be excited about. And right now we have two, which is kind of nice to have. Yeah. So Anyway, now it's time to get into the show, and we're obviously going to talk about the big news of the week, the Leafs hiring Craig Berube as the 32nd head coach in Maple Leaf history. And now that we have a new head coach, what is next on Bratcher Living's to-do list? We're going to get into that. And then for our third period segment, we're going to revisit our interview with Toronto Star columnist and author Damian Cox from our 100th episode and give our thoughts on a couple of things he commented on in regards to the Leafs coaching and management. So without any further ado, let's talk Leafs.
All right, so Brad Treliving took care of the first bit of important business by hiring Craig Berube as the Leafs' new head coach. Berube signed to a four-year deal. And just a bit of background on Craig Berube, he spent 17 seasons in the NHL and played over 1,000 games, 1,054.
I had no idea he played that many.
I know. I had to look at that a few times. Mm-hmm. And then he did play, and I remember this too, he played 40 games with the Leafs back in the 91-92 season and was a part of the trade that brought Doug Gilmour to Toronto. He went the other way to Calgary in that famous 10-player swap. That was I was like, wow. I was like, oh my God, that part
of
it.
Yeah, I actually forgot he was part of that deal.
Yeah, I forgot about it too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so... And in his coaching career, he was head coach of the Flyers for two seasons from 2013 to 2015 and was an assistant and then head coach of the St. Louis Blues for six seasons. Where he won, everyone knows. I think it's been said so many times now. He won the Stanley Cup in 2019. So Are we a fan or not a fan of this hiring, Syl?
Okay, so initially, when all the talk was going on about it, I was not sold because, you know, he came in kind of as an interim guy. Yes, he's by all accounts, he's a great motivator. And he took a team that was, well, from last to the ultimate prize, obviously, right? So I just, to me, that screams a little bit of a stroke of lightning striking, you know, luck happened in there. So, you know, his track record, I'm not sure it's that great. However, you know, now that he was hired and all the stories that have come out about him, all the St. Louis media that has talked about him, like Andy Strickland.
Yeah.
I think his name's Andy Strickland.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a St. Louis reporter. He had a lot of great things to say. He was on Kipper and Bourne this week, and that was interesting to hear about. After hearing that, like, to me, he kind of reminds me of you know, that he's kind of in the same mold as Pat Burns and Pat Quinn.
Yeah.
And really, truly, those guys are the two most successful coaches that we have had in a long time. And I think he has that same kind of combination of, you know, really keeping players accountable. But also, I have heard a lot about how he has very defined roles and expectations for each player. And so having that kind of guy he's not an X's and O's guy. He's probably going to bring in those people. I know he's worked with Mike Van Rijn in the past as well in St. Louis. So they're kind of reunited there. But I kind of am a little bit more excited about it based on that. And I know, like, some people have kind of compared, you know, what's the difference between a guy like Berube and a guy like Mike Babcock. The thing I would say there is Mike Babcock, he elevated himself. He put himself above the team. Berube, I don't think he does that. I think that he actually is all about the team. So that, you know, that makes me a little bit more excited about it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I was a fan of the hiring. Just when you think of him as a player too, like, and his, because he was a player, so that, and all the articles that I read, there was the three words that I thought we really need in this team, like, as for a head coach, which was honesty, respect, and accountability. We need all three of those coming from our head coach.
They're gonna have to. They should put those three words on the inside of the jersey.
Yes,
for this season going forward,
instead of the replace pride, honor, courage, right? And respect, honesty, and accountability. And hearing, like you said, the former players, what they said. One guy that I I read was Kelly Chase. Mm-hmm. He wrote about how he'll ask you to play hard or you just won't play. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that's what these guys need, a little bit of that in them, but he's fair about it too. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, he doesn't, if you don't like it and you're going to pout about it the way they said, then it's like, you don't belong on his team. And well, I think that's where him and Treliving as well, they're in line that way too. They're not for these pouty guys that whatever, if they don't get their ice time or if they're, he's not going to go out and that's the other thing too, when it comes to, I guess the honesty and the respect, like he's not going to throw them under the bus, the player, like mm-hmm. in front of the media or anything like that, but
not individually, but I think he will call out the team collectively more than we've seen in the last while.
But when it comes to individual players, like he'll talk mm-hmm. to them and he'll like behind the scenes and he gives them that little bit of motivation by talking to them individually behind the mm-hmm. scenes. And he, I read that from like David Perron, I guess was first, he has a lot of experience with first year players too, which like younger mm-hmm. players, which I think is good as well for these younger guys that will be coming into the team. But,
I think that we're wrong if we think that these guys, you know, our talented group have never in their whole lives had a hard-nosed coach. They have all had at least one or two along the way as they've come up, you know? So, you know, like for example, didn't Matthews play for Crawford? Crawford's not exactly a nice guy. So to his players all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
So I think that it's you know, obviously it all remains to be seen. But I tell you, I think that our Leaf Blueprint episodes, little snippets, are going to be pretty interesting this year. Because that's the one thing, you know, like I know that all over Twitter you've seen, you know, the difference between, you know, Keith's motivational speeches and Berube's motivational speeches. Like that is one thing I always found, that Keith seemed kind of awkward in that kind of way. It just doesn't feel like it was like a natural thing for him that way, you know, to give those motivational speeches, or they just came off, something was a little off on them. So they're definitely going to get all the motivation they can handle and then some.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but he knows the game too. Like they said.
Oh, yeah. Like that's the thing, is that people say that he is a real student of the game, that he is a hockey nerd. Like he watches hockey all the time, and all he wants to do is talk hockey. And he's always been that way. Like even back in his playing days, that at the end of the day, like, that's where you could find him, talking hockey, talking about the game, talking about other games. So, he's definitely necessarily going to be an analytics X's and O guy, but I think he is the type of coach that has a real feel for the game, you know, and what is needed in a moment. And I think that's great. I don't think he's going to be that, you know, the type of guy who's going to tinker as much as maybe Keith has. So their strategies are going to be very different. But anyway,
it's a different, he's a different coach. But the one thing that I guess when it comes to knowing the game, one guy that he learned from too quite a bit, I was trying to look it up. I think it was under, I think it was in St. Louis under Ken Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. He actually spent a lot of time, he was an assistant at the time. And he spent a lot of time with him because Ken Hitchcock said that they're both early risers and they used to go and grab coffee or whatever. And then they would just scroll through the video sort of thing. And to me, like Ken Hitchcock obviously is a more defensive minded coach. Mm-hmm. But that to me too shows, like, to be sitting there with him and learning from one of the best coaches in the league right now, that says something too. So,
for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see.
TIZO stands for titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. In other words, their commitment to mineral sun protection is right in the name. TIZO is known for having a unique line of all mineral sunscreens with different textures and finishes that cater to every skin type and tone. Sunscreen application may seem burdensome, but with TIZO, it doesn't have to be. Their sunscreens have been meticulously crafted to seamlessly fit into your daily routine. Whether it is saving a step in the morning with an SPF that doubles as a makeup primer, or giving your skin a glow before running errands, TIZO has you covered. All TIZO sun protection formulas have broad spectrum protection and are 100% free of chemical sunscreens, dyes, parabens, gluten, preservatives, fragrances, and phthalates. Check out TIZO's mineral sunscreens and so much more at TIZOskin.com. That's TIZOskin.com. Shop with code LISTEN10 to receive 10% off your first order.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Abrube build relationships with key players as well. And so how do we see that kind of playing out? So like Austin Matthews, obviously, for any team success, it's going to be crucial for Berube to have Matthews believe in his message and promote it, especially if we see him being the future captain.
Yeah.
I mean, This year could play a real role into whether he ultimately gets the C as well, I think.
Yeah.
And also as more defensive minded, his no-nonsense approach to coaching, you know, how is this going to be perceived by players like, you know, William Nylander in particular, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And Mitch Marner, if he's still on the team. So Mitch Marner, he plays a pretty heavy defensive role on our team already as it is. So, yeah. You know, he may relish that even more. Willie, I don't know. He's the guy instantly that I kind of worried about because I know that Keith used to call him out and he was one of the guys he would sit or whatever and make,
he knows Willie too, because he was with him with the Marlies, like for a long, he had that experience.
Yes, exactly.
What buttons to push.
So they kind of had this dance that they would play.
Yeah.
But a guy like this, you know, I instantly wondered, you know, the way things played out in this playoffs. And I mean, we have talked about it extensively. I think people know how I felt about it, but you know, his condition with his migraines, for example, you know, is he the kind of guy that is going to think that that's cool to sit out a game for something like that or for Austin being sick? You know, like I don't know. Like I kind of wonder about that part of it.
The thing is, with him,
he'd be cool with that kind of thing.
Yeah. The thing with him, I read to, I guess, from Hall of Famer Larry Robinson. He mentioned that because he knows Berube as a coach as well or as assistant coach together. And he said that Berube is a great communicator. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's the. I guess that's the thing. It's a key for a good relationship with the players, obviously, is to communicate. Mm-hmm. And he he knows his players. Like he gets to know them and he knows all these things, like let's just say with Willie, for example, with the migraines and that sort of thing. So he's going to have to, it's going to be a learning thing, obviously, with him to start. And then another, I guess, Jeremy Rutherford was another quote that I read. And he covered the St. Louis Blues for the six seasons that Berube was there. And he said, all he wants is for his offensive players, this Berube, all he wants is his offensive players to be responsible defensively. That's it. Mm-hmm. He just wants them to be, he doesn't want them to become like, a forechecking team where they're like just they don't well, have to that's me, all he wants
to me that them. Tells me he's gonna love Austin Matthews.
Yeah
And because obviously he wouldn't have been nominated for the Selke if he wasn't defensively responsible,
right?
And he's gonna love Mitch Marner too, so that's a question, you know. We have tagged the wrong guy for being traded.
Well I don't know what happens. Yeah. But
because it's all going to be about the fit and, you know, how they want to play and who is willing to buy in. So,
right. Yeah. And that's the key, really. Who is going to buy? They have to buy in. Yeah.
100%. That's what it's going to require, a buy in. Now, Nylander, I would say defensively, this is the best year he's ever had. He's played really well that way. A lot less of the Mr. Willie flyby guy than we've seen in past seasons. He's thrown some checks. He is back checked. He has not shied away from the physical play. So I think that he's made strides that way. So,
but for all of them, it's going to be different for all of them basically, because it was returning back to the country club atmosphere.
A little bit, where
the players were controlling everything. Mm-hmm. And now it's definitely, from the sounds of it and the way Craig Berube is as a head coach, it's definitely going to be his way or out the door you go.
Yeah, so this
is definitely going to be a correction for that. Yeah. And he's fair about it, though. That's the good thing, too. Like, he's not.
Well, this is the thing. I think that, from everything that I've heard, like you said, honesty. He is going to tell people like it is, and there will be no gray area. They will know exactly where they stand. And I think as a player, isn't that what you want? Like, you want to know exactly where you stand and what you need to do to be able to play as much as you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
And all you need to do is do that thing. So personally, like, as far as Willie, I think that he likes being challenged. So if he's going to, you know, be like, it sounds like he is, I can see him saying, you know, this is what I need you to do for our team to be successful. And I think that he's going to probably put all these guys in positions to succeed personally. So anyways, it's going to be very different.
Yeah, it is going to be different. But let's move on a little bit here, just to talk about the GM and the coach. And they obviously have the same philosophy, Bradshaw Living and hiring of Craig Berube, when it comes to team building and winning. So with this hiring, we're probably going to expect more changes. I mean, it's not just the head coach that most fans think that, or thought that were going to happen to this team. Mm-hmm. So let's get into a couple of trade possibilities here that we talked about off air too, some different possibilities. Two players that I do think that could be on their way out, when you look at Craig Berube as the coach, to say that they wouldn't really match up well with his style, are Timothy Liljegren and Nick Robertson. And they're both RFAs at the end of this. Well, now it's over basically at this season. So there are RFAs. So let's just see. Trade possibility number one that I saw. And we're going to include Mitch Marner in this, our favorite target guy. It all depends if he, assuming he waives his no movement clause, which whenever that we is yet is unknown whether or not that's going to happen. But basically, the one trade that we saw was to San Jose. going with Nick Robertson and Timothy Liljegren. And then San Jose trades back to Toronto would be Mario Ferraro, Philip Bystead, and a 2025 first round draft pick. So I had no idea who these players were, to tell you the truth. So Ferraro is 25 years old, and he's a top four left shot defenseman on San Jose. So, I mean, San Jose obviously is crap.
Well, I know
so.
He was a target at during the trade deadline as well.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then Philip Bystead is a 20-year-old center, 6'4", 204 pounds, power forward prospect is how they refer to him, played in Sweden last year, and he was the first round pick in 2022 for San Jose. So
yeah, I heard about this kid too.
Yeah, and the fact that we're quite thin at center when you think of the whole issue with John Tavares getting mm-hmm. another year older and everything, like we really, I mean, Fraser Minton is going to be coming along, but he's not going to go
yeah,
right
he's
up.
Not going to be a second line center, probably.
No, but which, I mean, he's only 20 years old, this kid, Philip Bystead, but I don't know. What do you think about that deal? Deal or
I
no
say
deal?
I deal.
Yeah?
On that one.
I thought deal as well. Mm-hmm. The left shot defenseman, but I was thinking, I don't know. And then I thought, you never know, you can always do these deals and then flip the player, right? Like maybe there's something else beyond that.
Well, the thing is, that. Though, that assumes that there's no other, you know, deals that can be done, you know, on the D side other than this
right.
one.
Yeah. Oh, no, there'll you know? Probably be other ones, yeah. But
I mean, this is not going to be the only thing, yeah. But I have to agree that as soon as Berube was made coach, I immediately thought Nick Robertson's days as a Leaf are probably over.
Yeah.
And
he, everybody knows he needs a fresh start. He needs a fresh start. He needs more opportunity to play. And in San Jose, mm-hmm. being that they're in a huge rebuilding mode.
No, and that's great for him. He's from California anyways.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like going back home for him, which is nice. And Liljegren, he, I just think that his development is just going too slow. It's like you would like to see it to be, you know, a little bit more, you know, take a bit of a harder trajectory up, you know, but it's this year was not the greatest season for him, unfortunately. Even though, like, I think he stayed a little healthier than he kind of has in past seasons, but he just doesn't have that kind of gritty nature that I think they want, as much as that he does good things in the back end, you know, and he's a right-handed shot, which is obviously great, but we definitely, they're going to need to address puck movers also, because just having toughness back there is not enough. So,
yeah. Yeah, but all right. And let's do trade possibility number two. So go ahead, you do this one.
So number two, Philadelphia would get Mitch Marner, and Toronto would get centerman Scott Laughton back from them, who is signed for another 2 years at $3 million per defenseman. So this is going to be like a three club deal. And then we'd also get Mario Ferraro, a left-hander, which we mentioned above, 3.25 for two more years, and San Jose's 2024 second-round pick. And the San Jose Sharks would get defenseman Oliver Bonk from Philly, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this one I'm not as excited about.
No?
No.
I don't know. I was actually, well, I was, but I mean, there's no way possible, because this kid, this Oliver Bonk, he's on London Knights. Like he's right shot as well. And he mm-hmm. would be.
We wouldn't be getting him.
No, I know. I was thinking, what about if, I was thinking to myself, why don't we get him instead, like somehow flip this all around. But I, the part that I like though, too, is I like Scott Laughton because he could be the number two center, like right away.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I don't know. No, I'm not from sold what on that personally.
I don't know. I read a lot about him at the trade deadline. And
yeah,
a lot
I know,
of people
but
are,
I don't think that they were thinking of bringing him in as the second line
if, yeah,
center.
Yeah, but if they give him better wingers than he has now on Philly, I don't know who he plays with, but I was reading somewhere if he actually is playing with William Nylander and whoever, even John Tavares, let's just say, on the other side, like, having him in the middle would, like, he, it would take his game to another level, that he'll be able to take his game to that level. But anyways, I was thinking,
I'm not crazy. I don't think that the second rounder is good enough too.
Oh, no? Yeah?
No.
From San Jose?
No.
Yeah, but that'll be like a high pick.
It'd be
second
a high
round.
Second, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. So you're saying no deal? I don't know.
I won't say no deal.
Yeah.
I'd need to research that one a lot more extensively. And I don't like it as much as the first deal. How about that?
Really? Interesting. Because you're getting more experience with Scott Laughton. Right, like with
experience
and
with
and
what?
A centerman, a center, because yeah, we're thin on center. Of, like,
what has and he done?
Well, he's good defensively, definitely. He's like, he has an A on the jersey in Philadelphia. I mean, to play under Tortorella, God, if you got an A there.
Well, I guess there's that, but I don't know. I would have to personally watch him a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so he, like I said, I'm not sold. I'm allowed to be not sold.
Yeah, he's turning 30.
You haven't convinced me, all right?
He's turning 30 years old, too. That's yeah. One thing that may be the downside.
I would prefer to have some younger people come through. That's yeah. True.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And
anyways, there's a lot of other options yeah. Floating around the internet as well. We've kind of coined a term, trade talk trauma.
Yeah. I had that. So,
there is so much out there. So definitely we're going to be going through a lot of trade talk trauma in the next little while, figuring out what we could get back that may appease the masses, which probably nothing will. But yeah. Anyways, all of this is just hypothetical, of course, because who knows if Marner will even waive his no move clause. But what we do know is that Leafs management has a lot of work to do before the start of next season. So part of the work is going to be the message coming from the very top of MLSE management with new CEO Keith Pelley. And we're going to be talking about that in our third period segment.
All right. So in our April 17th episode, which was also our 100th episode, we had as our guest Toronto Star columnist and author Damian Cox. Damian gave us a different angle of how there is a difference between the business side of success and what the fans think is success. Quite a difference there, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And where CEO Keith Pelley will put his mark on the Leafs. So have a listen to what Damian had to say.
I think we always have to be careful saying what has to happen after a season for a couple of reasons. One, the Toronto Maple Leafs are part of this gigantic sports corporation and they make $1 zillion. And what we think is success for them may be very different to what they think is success. You know, selling all the tickets, having another 100-point season, marketing all their players, doing all those things, that's a lot. Like, that's a business they're running. We look at it often as fans. They look at it as a business. And also, they have to exist within the National Hockey League. So last year, when people are saying, okay, they've got to tear up that core, and I say, okay, let's say you're going to trade Mitch Marner. Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get that's going to make your team better? This is not, 1999, where you can spend as much money as you want and bring in three more guys and keep the ones you got. So you have to say these things in a real world. So, I mean, I would make a change, but I would have made a change before now. What MLSE will do, I don't think, his contract will be the decider. But on the other hand, look, we saw teams like Nashville. You know, David Poile kept Barry Trotz on for years and years and years, even when Nashville didn't have playoff success. There is always an argument to be made for stability and continuity. And I think those are things that should resonate with Leaf fans, because for so long there was no stability and there was no continuity. So if that ends up being their decision, look, if you're Brad Trillip and you lose in the first round and you say, I'm keeping Sheldon Keith, what's the downside? Like, what, are they going to fire you? No. Are the fans not going to show up? Oh, they're going to show up. Is the TV contract going to shrink? Are the price, the ticket price is going to go down? There's no negative other than you'll get a bunch of people going, oh, I can't believe it. Well, there's always a bunch of people saying they can't believe something or other with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's definitely true. And now we're actually going moving away from the ice a little bit. And you sort of touched on it a little bit because MLSE is this huge behemoth corporation, and they just hired a new CEO, Keith Pelly, who you may have crossed paths with in the past. Can you give your thoughts on what kind of impact you think he may have on the organization and then also on the Leafs?
Yeah, I'm probably a little biased because Keith's a friend of mine. He's just up the road over there. There's a bar just over here, which is where he signed me away from TSN and I joined Sportsnet. So we have
you're the right guy to talk to about him then. Inside info.
We go back a long, long way, and I've known Keith, and I've worked with Keith, and I've been amazed by Keith as he's charted this pretty extraordinary path through, sports, international sports, and now he's back here. Now, all that said, I don't imagine he's going to come in here and rip everything up, fire Brendan Shanahan, you know, change the color of the uniforms to yellow, or, you know, I just don't think he's done that. You go back in his history when he was with the Toronto Argonauts, he got on the streets. He literally went house to house selling tickets. That was a very different kind of thing. When he was at Sportsnet at TSN, he did, came up with a lot of different ideas, some of which worked, some of which didn't work. He might put down hiring me was one of the ones that didn't work, but I'll leave that to him to discuss. When he went to the European Golf Tour, spent a lot of time really trying to develop new narratives, try to develop stars. And then he got caught up in the whirlwind of this whole PGA live fight. So, now he comes to this situation, gigantically successful company, basketball team, and let's forget, it's not just the Leafs he's coming to be president of, soccer team, and he may come in and say, the Leafs are the least of my problems. I've got other stuff I want to work on, but I think where he will get involved for sure is in, 2 years now left on this current deal, Rogers with the NHL, and what the new, he was the guy who flew down to New York and negotiated that deal with Gary Bettman. And I really wonder at some point if the Leafs are going to say, why do we want to be tied to some deal like this? Why can't we have more autonomy? For example, and it's not an exact comparison, in U.S. college football, the University of Notre Dame has their own television package, entirely unique. Maybe that's what Keith Pelly will be demanding. So I would suspect short-term Leaf fans should anticipate that his impact is going to be on the business side of what the Leafs are doing, and probably particularly on the television side, because there's going to be a lot happening on that over the next couple of years.
All right. So the two words that I guess heard from the clip from Damian, this is going back into from April that he was saying this. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. We just wanted to, I guess I connected it with what Damian said now and what was said at the press conference just a couple of weeks ago when Keith Pelly was sitting at Ford Performance Center with Brendan Shanahan and GM Brad Treliving. But basically the two words were stability and unity. And Damian mentioned those, and Keith Pelly's presence at that end of season availability showed that for me too. So, I mean, he showed that, Keith Pelly showed that with his support by being there, his support for Brendan Shanahan. And he also said that of Shanahan and Treliving, that with his short period of time that he's been there, like he's seen the chemistry and the unity between those two, and that's what he sees as a successful organization. And he has to have that, right? Like Damian was saying too, like it's not just the Leafs he's taking care of. He has obviously the Raptors, the Argos, TFC, like he has all of those, and he wants that whole synergy between all those all those organizations, all those teams, basically, to have that same message filtering through, which is the word win, I think, from the, that's the ultimate word. I think he said it like 10 times in that thing, right?
We like that word.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we like that word very much, is winning. But that's what I got from that. And, mm-hmm. and we wanted to share that now in this episode for the listeners, because it's just, I thought it was amazing that, well, I mean, Damian knows him, obviously, Keith Pelley,
yeah.
personally.
He doesn't get enough credit for that, you know, like yeah. how he understands really the whole business, you know, how things work. And yeah, so his words were very, you know, like almost foreshadowing kind of,
yeah.
of what seemed to come, you know, like even, yeah. you know, we're not highlighting it in this clip, but, you know, even what he talked about with regards to the coach and making yeah. a change there. So, yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. And I think that Pelley, he has a really like big vision for how he wants this whole thing to work. And like you said, it's all of these arms kind of working together in synergy, which is why I also kind of feel like the things that Damian said about, you know, what they might look at as far as, you know, the Leafs getting their own TV deal and stuff like that. I think yeah. that he's kind of got a, going to have like a bigger picture vision for what MLSE and yeah. also therefore the Leafs as their flagship club could become. And, yeah. and I think I've said it previously, like I think his experience in Europe, that's a really good thing for us to have that in our, you know, ultimate, you know, leader CEO. Because the way things run in sports over there, I mean, if people think it's cutthroat and tough here, I mean, that's nothing compared to over there when you're looking at like the big soccer clubs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that it's a really good message. And I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what our future is going to hold based on that. And it might not all happen this year. But
oh, no.
I do think they're going to yeah. have those building blocks starting, and we will be starting yeah. to see those some of those things.
Well, he was
happen.
Already knocking down the wall for the was it?
Yeah, they didn't waste
Arena?
Any time on that, which is good because yeah. they don't have that much time to get it all done. So, yeah.
although they're not doing too much for us on the 300 level, but
no,
oh well,
no, it's all right. But well, there's going to be a lot more space downstairs. Seems like
true.
So that's,
yeah.
that'll be cool.
Yeah. The other thing, though, too, I like with Keith Pelley is the fact that he already has that relationship, a bit of a relationship anyways, with Gary Bettman.
Yeah.
Like from the previous, from
oh,
Sportsnet
yeah,
and all that. Yeah,
that yeah. deal.
Yeah.
For Sportsnet. So.
Yeah, so he knows that, like, he knows the wheeling and dealing, let's just say, in the mm-hmm. NHL and that sort. And yeah. And the Leafs being.
Yeah. He's a very
one.
Smart man. And the knowledge base that he has is just incredible. And that's all learning from the ground up, basically, you know?
Yeah. yeah selling tickets. What was Damian was saying, selling tickets, mm-hmm. going house to house for the Argonauts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's going like really basic to,
yeah.
to get the fans out. But, yeah, no, so it's going to be fun to see what, how it goes. It's just the start. He's only been here a month or so. So we'll
And
we'll
I'm not surprised that he didn't want to make, you know, any other, you know, like you mentioned with the stability, I'm not surprised that he didn't want to make more than one big move. And,
yeah.
you know, he's going to let Shanahan ride this thing out. And if it doesn't work, he's not
yeah,
getting another contract,
yeah.
bottom line,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So he's going to take a wait and see approach, which I think most smart business people do. They don't yeah. come in and then, you know, start tearing things apart right away. They want to observe and see what's working, and they're going to keep what's working and get rid of what's not. So
yeah.
if Shanahan ends up being one of the things that's not working, you know, he won't be here to see the success in the end,
yeah.
I guess.
He won't be here for the Leaf Stanley Cup, but Let's hope he is. Because he only has a short time. He has a year or two anyway, Shanahan, and with his contract. Nobody really knows. But
nobody really knows.
Nobody really knows that. But anyhow, next up for the Leafs is the press conference, another press conference to officially introduce Craig Berube as the Leafs head coach. And I would think after that we would hear some. I'm actually surprised we haven't heard anything about the assistant coaches being let go or what, something like that.
Yeah. But
I would think after, I guess, once the official announcement and the press conference comes, that that we'll hear more about the assistants.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably is coming in and he's going to, you know, take stock of who's there. And I would think it should be a no-brainer that Van Rijn will be back, right? Oh, don't you think?
I thought you were going to say Guy Boucher is out. I'm looking at who's going out.
That's also a no-brainer. yeah, definitely.
But
I don't know. And for Guy Boucher, what is the point of him staying anyways? Yeah. Like, I think he kind of was there as the backup.
Yes. Yeah.
And he almost got hired as the coach before Keefe did. So...
Yeah. I think he's probably looking for a head coaching position himself to get back into it.
There's not going to be any interim there for him to fall into anytime soon.
No.
So,
I guess for assistance for the power play, they were looking at, I think I heard Mark Savard's name, like because of the connection with St. Louis.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
He's also a really good team guy.
Yeah.
You know, another good, you know, level foil between the head coach and the players, who is a player guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's definitely going to be a lot more Leafs news, which is great for us because we talk Leafs all summer long. So it's not quite patio season for us yet, but it is definitely coming. And obviously we had lovely weather this weekend. It's been a long time since we've had a May 2-4 weekend with nice weather. So anyways, hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you listen to our show and you won't miss an episode.
Yeah, and you can also watch the show on YouTube. And we got a ton of videos there from our games that we've attended at Scotiabank Arena and from our trip to the Global Series in Sweden. I keep getting messages about Sweden, so I thought I'd include that. So we add video content throughout the season. So again, hit the subscribe button and you won't miss anything. At the same time, please consider leaving us a rating or a review. It's very easy on Apple or Spotify, and we'd love to hear from you. And it's important for our show to get recognized as a source for Leafs content, and we thank you for taking the time.
And another way to help us out is by visiting our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com. You can follow us there. And if you choose to, you can support us by buying us a coffee. Any donation goes towards helping us produce the show and making it even better for you. You can find the link to our Ko-fi page on our show notes or in any of our social media profile pages.
And as always, we want to say thank you to our healthcare workers and first responders for everything that they do.
And we thank you as always for listening and watching Ladies Talking Leafs, presented by Bet Online. Till next time, go Leafs, go.
Go.
Do you believe?
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.